This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
The cost to flee Russia is rising. Live from London, this is the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service. I'm Victoria Craig. Good morning. Since President Vladimir Putin this week announced a partial mobilization of reservists to fight in Ukraine, men of his nation have been running for the borders. Exit options, though, are limited thanks to sanctions preventing Russians from entering many countries. One nation that still allows people in is Serbia. The capital, Belgrade, is one of only two European cities with direct flights to and from Russia. The other is Istanbul in Turkey. The BBC's Guy Delany explains that Serbia has long been a popular destination for Russian travelers.
Serbia is still a friendly country towards Russia. It has a long-standing friendship with Moscow, and there's visa-free access for arrivals from Russia. Then culturally, there are a lot of similarities. The language is not identical, but it is Slavic. So if you speak Russian, then you've got a head start in being able to speak Serbian. And then finally, it's just the whole atmosphere of welcome that you would be pretty sure of receiving. And all of that makes it quite an attractive place for any arrivals from Moscow or any other city, indeed, from Russia.
Now, flights out of Russia sold out fairly quickly when President Putin called up hundreds of thousands of reservists to join the fight in Ukraine. And that means that the tickets have been extraordinarily expensive. What have they been like for people looking to come to Serbia?
Well, we actually had President Aleksandar Vučić of Serbia claiming that tickets on the black market were going for as much as 9,000 euros, which is about $9,000 these days, isn't it? Air Serbia were very quick to step in and say, look, we're not selling them at that price. However, flights for the month of September between Russia and Serbia have been sold out for some time. We've seen, according to the Serbian Chamber of Commerce, 17,000 businesses registered since February, which have been registered by Russian nationals. That gives you an indication of, firstly, how popular it's been, and secondly, what people are planning to do. They're not just planning to stay for a little while. They're transferring or starting businesses in Serbia as well.
Fascinating stuff. The BBC's Guy Delany for us. Thanks for breaking this down.
It's a pleasure.
Checking the numbers now, the Pan-European Stock 600 Index is down 1.4% this morning. It's on track to enter a bear market. That's a decline of 20% from a recent high. It comes after data showed Eurozone business activity continued to decline this month. London's FTSE 100, meanwhile, is leading regional declines. It's down 1.5% at this hour. That's as 10-year bond yields hit a 12-year high of 3.7%, and the pound registers a fresh 37-year low against the U.S. dollar. Investors are reacting to fresh measures from the UK government designed to boost growth and limit the impact of rising energy costs. The BBC's Theo Leggett has more on that.
The Conservative Party of the new Prime Minister Liz Truss has been in office for more than a decade, but this represents a major change in policy and ideology. In an effort to boost economic growth, the Finance Minister Kwasi Kwarteng promised to reverse a planned increase in taxes on company profits, reduce taxes on wages, cut levies on property sales, and remove a cap on bankers' bonuses. Experts say that the tax measures, combined with planned subsidies to help consumers and businesses cope with high energy costs, will increase the government's borrowing by hundreds of billions of pounds over the next few years. Critics have warned that if its growth targets are not achieved, its finances could become unsustainable.
That's Theo Leggett reporting there. To Italy now, where critical elections are being held this weekend to decide Prime Minister Mario Draghi's replacement. The former ECB chief has been in a caretaker role since July when he resigned after his unity government crumbled. Polls suggest Giorgia Meloni is likely to become the nation's first woman in the job, but there are worries she could swing Italy's political balance to the far right, as the BBC's Mark Lowen reports.
I've come to the northern neighbourhood of Zen, where unemployment is at 50% and among the youth at 80%. And now it's fertile breeding ground for the far-right Brothers of Italy party of Giorgia Meloni.
On the street, I meet residents Domenico Finocchio and Piero Gambino. They backed the anti-establishment five-star movement in the last election, which came top. But now they're behind the far right.
I think I'll go for Meloni because we want this area cleaned up so it's safer at night. You can't even get rid of the rubbish because it's swarming with rats.
We hoped Five Star would change things, but they were all talk and no action. We hope Meloni will fix it.
It's a view echoed across vibrant Sicily, although at the Ballarò market, passions are more culinary than political, with a lot of voter apathy. Five Star's flagship policy, a universal basic income for the poor, gains votes here, but support is clearly shifting to Giorgia Meloni. Cafe owner Sonia Capizzi never voted before, but says she will now.
The government should have created jobs, not just given handouts. I like the right-wing's anti-migrant policy. I'm not racist, but it's a mess when the people of colour here fight. Meloni attracts me because she's a woman, a mum, and has grit.
Sì alla famiglia naturale. No allo lobby LGBT.
While her party has neo-fascist roots, Meloni vehemently rejects the label. What is clearer, though, is her social conservatism. Yes to the natural family, no to the LGBT lobby, she thundered at a recent rally. That strikes fear into the hearts of Cristian De Florio and Carlo Tumino, fathers of twin boys through an American surrogate.
Giorgia Meloni's strategy is to define enemies. All the enemies are minorities, gay people, transsexual people, immigrants. I think that in this society should be place for everyone.
Italy's democracy has somehow always been unsure of its political direction, swinging wildly between ideologies and governments of all colours. Now it looks likely to try a new leap into the unknown.
That's the BBC's Mark Lowen reporting from Sicily there and in London. I'm Victoria Craig with the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate minority leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? Don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.